right. We just had the policy update and a report from the Long Range Planning Committee about the long range plan for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And with me is Homer. Homer, can you introduce yourself, please?
Homer Buell. I'm a cow-calf yearling operation, family-owned from north central part of Nebraska.
Now tell me a little bit about what we're looking at as far as a long-range plan for the industry.
Well, I mean, we really felt like every so often, the last one was 5 years, and this one we developed a three-year plan. We took, you know, all segments and organizations, and I think there was 20 some of us in the group, but we really wanted to set out a vision, a mission, and then brought together six core strategies to make that happen. And were things that if, you know, as we move forward, if the things in our plan can be made to happen, and I think they will be, then we can continue to have success and be better and better and better things for our cattle industry.
Well, let's take a look at some of the core areas. One of them is really consumer, looking at consumer demand and desire for the beef product itself. What is, you know, just improving that and holding on to especially what you've got and maybe making it better?
Well, I mean, we always want to make it better. And what we did, we took two approaches to that. One with our domestic consumer, and then also looked at it on a global and international basis. But we want to continue to build upon the products that we have, you know, always make them more convenient, more new products, but really focus in on what that consumer wants and give it to them.
Now, of course, a big part of this is trade, is international demand. And what are you looking at as far as that is concerned, your goals for improving the exports of beef?
Well, you know, and we're fortunate in one way right now with the low dollar and how that helps, you know, gives us the ability to move products internationally easier. Right now, it's about $145 to $50. I think a value per animal in that overseas production, and we'd like to see that go to 185, and that's a 25% increase. We think with the way our product is valued and looked at around the world, and as we continue to build on the image that we have, the perception, and I think that global consumer has of our product, and really build on the quality and the taste and things like that. That's really where our opportunities are. Within this country, we have 5% of the people in the world are here. And as these countries like Japan and China and whatnot, and those consumers there reach the point where they can produce or buy more of our product, then we've got to seize those opportunities. And I think there is a boundless amount of opportunities there, too.
Well, speaking of image, that's another critical area because it seems like every day the cattle industry or just agriculture in general is getting attacked by one person or group or another, and that is another part of your core strategy, right?
Certainly, and that was, you know, enhance our and protect our freedom to operate. And a lot of that goes to Washington, D.C., goes to working with lawmakers, goes to working with regulators, but it, you know, beyond that, we need to take groups that have our shared end goals, but also maybe work with some of those groups that you wouldn't normally do. But if there's some way we can get together and really work to protect what we have. And I think also part of that is, you know, telling the consumer. I work some with University of Nebraska, and you know, we talk about how every generation gets further away from the farm, from the ranch, and we need to do everything that we can, and we talked about that a lot in our task force, so those consumers out there understand how we do things and that we're producing a good product, we're doing it in the right way, we're the first animal stewards, and we do it right, and we've really got to continue to get that message out there.
All of the areas really tie into your last one, which is positioning the U.S. cow herd for growth and really the producer themselves. And that really is what we're talking about, is really the future of the industry.
Well, it is. And as we continue to see, and we've seen it for a number of years, the cow herd has shrunk. And we reach a point where the infrastructure that we have in our industry, can it continue as it is if those numbers get smaller? And I know when the numbers go down, the supply goes down, the price goes up, and there's a good side to that. But we have to remember, too, in the end, we have to reach a balance where our industry can be sustainable and continue to maintain the infrastructure that's there, or in the end, we may lose if we don't.
I think it's important for people who are cattle producers who are not members of NCBA to realize what the organization does in terms of this kind of long-term outlook for the industry. It's protecting them also.
Well, then certainly. And this task force, you know, the plan that we developed wasn't for NCBA, it wasn't for the CBB, it's for the industry. And we had people that came from CBB, that came from the Federation side, the checkoff side of NCBA, but also from policy like myself. But we had cow-calf producers, we had feedlots, we had the Krogers, we had the Wendy's, we had just a wide variety of people that really went in there and put aside, you know, some of the differences that we may had and try to come out with something that we felt would really be positive and really move our industry forward and benefit us all in the end.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Homer, here at the Cattle Industry Conference in Denver. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.